Blog Talk Radio.
Apologize, man. I didn't know had you sent me a text message, I would have tried to do the show solo. But I do.
It's all right. They just kind of showed up last minute. I'll just mute when I'm not talking. It'll be fine.
But I do appreciate you coming out and helping me out here. I do appreciate it. So
hey,
didn't
have the chance to talk to you before broadcast. Guess who has a cracked rib putting political signs out last week?
Oh no.
Yeah.
So this is how James is doing. He has a cracked rib, yet he still shows up to do the show. What a trooper.
And
what a comrade
And I still showed up on Saturday to take the local politicians around to different places here in the county, too. Didn't
right
let it
on.
Stop me.
Right on. That is like, that's like, you know... You're doing
hey,
your part.
Vodka,
you're going
vodka, vodka helps.
vodka, yes, vodka does help.
Just tonight, though. But anyways.
So we are continuing our show from last week, which is a survival series tonight. Let's jump into some government shenanigans. Oh boy, have you noticed that they are they're showing a lot of Lizzie Warren right now? So
but that and they're coming unglued after that little leak that happened last night. But go ahead.
Oh, she came. I posted on my page, on my Facebook page, where she is just friggin', I swear, I thought she was going to stroke out, man. And we're talking about...
Well, you know why she's going, you know why she's doing this, right, Eva? Because she's going to try and run again. She's
oh, yeah.
Try and run again.
That's why I think that... they're posting her all over the place right now is because she's a contender.
You betcha.
And unfortunately, and what James and I are talking about right now is they're, they say they're in the process of overturning Roe versus Wade. I personally think that abortion is murder and, you can send all your hate mail to ourrealityradio@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to speak with you if you have a gripe or complaint about me. Leaving your phone number is even better. I'll give you a call. But so the left is just going crazy. The video that I posted of Liz Warren, she is having, it's beyond a temper tantrum. I thought, like I said, I thought she was going to stroke out. That's how upset she is. And they love murdering all these babies. They love it.
Well, it wasn't
and
just
it,
that. She's not the only one stroking out. If you watched any, I mean, and Bannon had this on the War Room earlier. They actually had somebody there live. And some of the people there are just like, look, okay. And we kind of talked about this a couple weeks ago, that this was coming and it was going
mm-hmm.
to go this way. The left's having a complete meltdown. Well, women won't be able to have reproductive rights. Look. All they're doing with this is kicking it back to the states. The states decide. Why? Because state rights always have, via the Constitution, trumped federal rights. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution, it is reserved from the state. People need to read the damn document.
Import, exactly.
Ports and interstate commerce were the only three original intentions for federal government from the beginning. Everything else the left has manipulated out of whole cloth to justify their involvement in things. Period.
You hit the nail on the head. And you know, I've said this countless times. People will share a meme a million times over, But if they have to actually read something, it is like poison to them. People, you have to know what the heck is going on. Yes, it's going to take some effort. You're going to have to actually read these words. Just like I've said numerous times, don't take my word for things. You know, research it yourself. Call me on my bullshit. I'm bullshitting.
You want to identify a leftist in any of your posts? Post something that's like more than three paragraphs, and you will get people commenting, TLDR. That's a leftist. That is a person with attention span issues. TLDR, too long, didn't read.
And
they are Twitter idiots.
How sad is that, though, James? I mean, I find it so utterly sad that people put more emphasis in Dancing with the Stars than they do our own government.
Well, that's the problem with it all, Eva. These things are so complex and they're so convoluted when you look at the issues and what's really behind them. Really, it's hard to condense that down into three paragraphs or less. And
to
we
a certain
live
degree,
in a Twitter,
yes.
A Twitter world.
To a certain degree, yes. Okay, I think pretty much the Constitution is pretty much cut and dry because they did want to change it because they didn't believe that people could understand it. Well, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
What's not to understand? It's written in plain common English. It was written that way for a reason. It doesn't need interpretation. It's to be interpreted exactly the way it's written.
All of them right now are following Aleister Crowley's playbook, Doublespeak. And if you noticed that almost all the left, a lot of them on the right too, okay, because there's tons of rhinos. I mean, I could count maybe four people that I semi-trust in government, and that's about it. Because all the rest of them have faults. And I will not back anybody that I find that is lying. Because if they lie on one little thing, they're going to lie on everything. There is no such thing as a white lie. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie.
So basically what you're telling me is you are now Tom Petty and you won't back down.
I won't back down. Somebody asked me, who would you have wanted to see before like the shit hit the fan or you know, before you die? And I said Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. They're the only ones that I ever wanted to really see in concert.
I have never heard this story before, so I did not set that one up at all in the least bit. That was just an oops.
So, no, I won't back down. That song is going to be in my head all night long. So, but this is...
You're welcome.
Thank you, James. This is totally, completely crazy how off the deep end these people are going. It really means that much to them. I get the, you know, the sacrificing and stuff like that because that's what they do in the drinking of the blood. But to go this totally insane, I oh my gosh.
I'm
sitting here in disbelief.
I'm convinced every leftist has a diving board in their back pocket and they just periodically set it up and jump off the end of it.
Oh, Oh my gosh, James, that is your money making idea. All you do is have to buy
what?
A couple of
pocket diving boards for what? This what?
Oh my gosh, yes. Do you, James? That all you do is have to eat a bunch of popsicles. Okay, use the popsicle sticks, make a little diving board off of it, and print right on the popsicle stick. There's your money making idea.
Okay. I'm gonna have to. I'm having about 5 dozen shipped to your door. You're helping me out. Get eating, lady. I need steaks.
I will gladly pay you on Wednesday for a burger today.
Yeah.
So yes, this is what the left is going crazy about. And I kind of thought, though, that it might have, you know, because this did come from what, WAPO, the original Post, was it the Washington Post that first broke this?
No, it was Politico. Politico was the one that actually leaked, and it's like 98 pages long. But I encourage people read it, because Alito really is brilliant. And the way he breaks this down as to why, no, Roe versus Wade really should have never been a thing. I mean, he shreds it pretty good.
And it should have never, ever. You're right. It should have never. And as far as us, the taxpayers, footing the bill on this, I'm totally against abortion. So I don't want my share that I donate, well, you might as well call it donate because you're not going to get any money back, your full 100% back from putting it into the government's pot. And it all started, Roe versus Wade, do your own research, people. It all started with a lie, okay? All started with a lie. And it is just very, very sad that how these people are just going so, so crazy. So that's the big news this week. What else in the news? I didn't get a chance to post a lot of the things that I wanted to post because I was sharing to tonight's show, and but we are truly residing, we are living 1984 right now, people. And if you haven't gotten a chance to actually read the book, you can watch, they do have a couple of different versions of it on YouTube that you can watch and familiarize yourself with it. Alec Baldwin. Oh, my gosh. That murderer still hasn't served any jail time. He is calling for gun reform. He, of all people, is calling for gun reform. I had to laugh because who posted this was somebody that I follow, Guns and Gadgets, and he posted it, and I was just like, out of all the people, Alec Baldwin is pushing for it. And it's just beyond me. And then also Lizzie Warren is up in arms about Elon taking over Twitter. Liz Warren claims government.
A lot of people out there suffering from muskrat love right now.
Oh gosh, now I'll have that song in my head too. But Liz Warren claims government must stop him, meaning Elon, stop him to free people's speech. So in other words, you know, it's more backwards speak. These people, you have to listen to what words are coming out of their mouth. You know,
when you can understand the gibberish that's there, yeah. Biden, no chance.
Free speech is not a bad thing, folks. Okay? Not a bad thing.
Did you hear Elon's explanation of that? I thought it was rather good.
No, I'm not on Twitter. I didn't hear it on Twitter.
I ended up hearing it somewhere else, and they actually played the video on it on RAV earlier today. He basically says about, you know, look, there's people that will say things that you don't necessarily like and you don't get along with. He's like, that is a natural stasis of free speech. It's a good thing. Yeah. He's actually on record of saying that.
It is a good thing. Discussions are a good thing, okay? You don't have to be one of these these liberals, these insane liberals, and fight and threaten and call you names. But I tell you, if somebody comes up to me and wants to start an argument, if they are a leftist, I'm just going to call them a pedophile. They hate being called pedophiles. They call us names. They call us Nazis and stuff. And we're supposed to take this? The government has this disinformation program they're working on right now. They said that actually Trump had started it. Okay, I don't.
You know, there's two nations that did similar. People really need to read the history.
They do.
Russia ended up doing it. And it became, it's the reason why we have the saying today, Russian Pravda. And then Germany did the same damn thing. The ones
right.
that do this, they are never on. Never, ever, ever on the right side of history or the freedom of human beings. Ever. Never, ever.
But this wacko lady who is, I don't recall her name and I didn't write it down because I didn't expect to be talking about this particular topic.
Because you're not anal like I am.
You're right. I'm not. Okay. I usually just run to the old memory bank and look at the files. But she is, this woman is an actor, of course, and she is she's a musical actress. So she does sing, and I'm sure if you're on the internet at all, you've come across one or two of her videos, and she is singing. I have found this this illegitimate administration is so juvenile. You know, the people that they put in office and stuff, it's insanity. You have, you know, all these transgenders and stuff like that. The head of Levine, he's a man, okay?
Woman of
no
the year.
No changing it. I'm sorry?
Woman of the year.
Yeah, man of the year is, Babylon Bee would say. And which is true. I mean, no matter how you slice the pie, you're born a man, you're going to die a man. You're born a woman, you're going to die a woman. Or born a female,
Robin,
you're going to die
Robin,
a female.
Robinson put that the best I've ever seen it put. no matter what you have cut up or glued on, basically paraphrasing, at the end of the day, you are always either going to be a man or a woman. And what you have cut off or what you have pasted on doesn't change what you are.
100% correct. So, but all these weirdos that this illegitimate administration has put into office, it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. You have Jen Psaki going to Twitter, to influencers who barely are out of the Welfin box.
Okay,
and,
but you understand this is like a use of psychology. And this is another thing that people, you really need to look into a little bit. Look into understanding some basic psychology and then look at what they're pulling and what's going on around you. And part of this has to do with gaslighting. It has to do with creating mental tension. Seriously, it's all pre-planned, honestly.
Yeah. And then they'll expect, you know, they expect you to go running to the government to protect you. That's what they want you to do.
But that's never been the form of government to begin with. Government's sole function was supposed to be to protect individual rights and freedom.
Okay, and you said it right there. Supposed to be. Okay, it's been so skewed for years and years and years, and you know, just like the fourth branch of government was mainstream media, the news outlets.
And that's because they have pushed this idea that government is there to solve your problems.
It is there to take care of you.
No, it's not.
It has never, ever changed. Okay, they did have hearings about it, and they were supposed to stop using mainstream media for that purpose, but they never stopped it. Just because they say that they don't do it, 99.9% of the time, they still do it, period. To me, it's very scary how much power we have allowed. And it's all up to us, folks. We have allowed the government to have over us. So many people believe that we are working for the government. Yeah, not supposed to be that way.
But that's
not at all.
And that is where the left has jumped into things over the years in order to try to convince people that the government is your savior. The government knows what's best for you. Just let us handle this. And we'll fix everything. And people need to understand, government never has solved problems, really. It's usually been the free market. It's been independent people with ideas, never the government.
Right.
Because the government just overcomplicates the crap out of everything.
Oh, for sure they do. For sure they do. Ronald Reagan actually had some really fine quotes. And if you're ever, you know, perusing through the internet, check out Ronald Reagan's quotes. And he was like so right on. His words were perfect, so apropos, and as to what we're not supposed to be doing, okay? And that's what I mean by that. But you do. You have to watch out. You have to keep abreast of what the government is doing, because they work for us. They are our employees.
I'm here to help.
Exactly. You want to repeat that, James? I was I said something.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Exactly. So you go opposite, totally, completely opposite of that, because the government is not here to help. They love you. They love all the chaos. Because it puts them in
they are. They want you to think they are, but
They are not your friend, period. They are not your friend. They are our employees. They are supposed to be doing what we, the people, want them to do to better our lives, not to pocket their lives. And if you notice, every time they give themselves a raise, it just burns my britches so badly that I'm partially naked. Because how dare they? I have never, ever worked one job where I could actually give myself a raise.
Hey, cream for that, by the way. They have a cream for that, by the way.
Of course they have a cream for that. They have a pill for it. Is just, it's mind-boggling, all this crap that they have out on the market, and it's courtesy a la the government. They actually have FDA approved too. I don't know the name of the pill offhand, but if you can take a pill if you feel like you are laughing too much.
Well, I know one thing that the leftists really need. There's a one pill that leftists really need badly. It's a little thing called Digicel.
Explain why, Lucy.
Because everything's always up in their grill. It burns and it makes them really nasty.
They're insane. These people are insane.
And,
but like I said,
and they way too much.
You mean they need a good spanking? I'll give you something to cry about. But they're insane, totally insane. And we have to take our government back. This is our United States. They are destroying. Look at what they are doing to our United States. What they are doing to the world. Okay? God created this well-oiled machine, and man, that includes women too, okay? It's just a figure of speech when I say men. And man has screwed it up.
Anybody,
you know,
tried to buy bacon lately?
Oh my gosh. The food prices are outrageous. That's a nice segue into tonight's show. Thank you, James. So we are going to go into tonight's show right now. I posted quite a few things in the event page. And I also posted them on my Facebook page, and it is how to build a wood gasifier, and it shows you, it shows it with a demonstration. So you use wood as fuel to run this generator. That is in there. Another gasification, that's what it's called, gasification, turning wood into a fuel for a combustion engine. Whichever one you fits you. Another one is, are you prepared? 10 gear items you need in your bug out bag. We're going to talk about your bug out bag too here in a minute or two. Let's see, prepper's guide to bugging in after SHTF, shit hits the fan. That's what that stands for. Guide to bugging in your home for disaster scenarios. DIY, do-it-yourself air heater, and it teaches you how to build a heater, and you can use this inside your house. But you are going to be using flame, so please, please, please be very careful. But you're not using any electricity. Building a no-weld wood gas generator, that's another one, that will run a hand drill and a grinder. So those are just a few of the things that I posted in the event page. And I tried to give a little bit of a variety of what I found on the internet, because what are you going to need when the shit does hit the fan? And I'm not, you know, it could be an EMP. It could be any kind of a natural disaster, say an earthquake. What are you going to do? Are you going to be bugging in? Are you going to be bugging out? If you're going to be bugging out, remember, these are things that you're going to be carrying. So are you going to have a little wagon that holds everything? Are you going to be riding? Last week I suggested a bicycle, and you can hook a wagon up to a bicycle and utilize
and
that.
And stay off the major routes, because
yes,
they will be the most dangerous.
Most definitely. And if you are, you know, if you're a single female, what are you going to do? And, okay, I'm not a helpless, delicate flower, but prefer to be either bugging in or bugging out with somebody. I mean, for companionship alone, I think that that is very, very important. And if you have youngins, it would be nice if a male is around. Because, come on, no matter how you slice the pie or what gender you decide that you think you are, let's face the facts, women. Men are naturally stronger than us, okay? And there is no doubt about it. I mean, even these men that dress up in women's clothing and wear makeup and stuff, they're still stronger than the average female, period. So, do you have a weapon? How are you going to protect that weapon if you are bugging out? Because these are things that you have to think of. And just because you're a female, you can't be batting your pretty little eyes at these people that want to steal your belongings, your possessions. It's not going to work. It may get you out of a ticket right now, but tomorrow it's not going to get you out of a do-or-die situation. And women, if you are bugging out, no time to be modest. You better learn how to poop in the woods. Poop outdoors. I mean, it's kind of crude, but it's something that you have to definitely think about. You know, you still with me, James?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. You
just
can interject
quiet,
it.
Let me go.
You can interject
until I got something to add.
You can interject at any given time. And food, first and foremost, like I said, if you're going to be bugging out, what utensils?
And dry goods.
Yes. Dry goods, very good. And light, if you're able to open up cans right now and do the seal-a-meal thing. Do that. I'm not sure how long it's going to last in a seal-a-meal, though. I would find out before I did that because canned goods are going to become extremely heavy. Well, even if you do put it in a seal-a-meal package, it's still going to be heavy because the content of the can, because the can isn't going to be weighed that much. But you have to have a destination. Where are you going to? And we spoke last week about maps. Maps are good to have in general. And because if you're going from A to Z, you need to know how you're going to get there. What off the given path are you going to be taking? Are you going to be, you know, side by side with train tracks? Are you going to be side by side with highways? How are you going to get there? Are you going to have a bicycle? What if your bicycle gets flat tires? Yeah, there's always, you know, you better know have extra tubes with you, or tube repair kits, and know how to use them. Carry a pump, because a pump is going to be imperative if you do have to change a tire. And this applies to both male and female. You know, familiarize yourself with the actual bicycle, how to change a flat tire. It's pretty easy. You know, you will need a tire repair kit. You will need a screwdriver, or this is what I would use, a screwdriver to help take the tube off, and to put the tire back on the rim, and a pump, imperative. What, they're about $20 or so. But you need this if you are bugging out and using a bicycle. Have a basket, have a wagon, preferably one that actually hooks onto the bike. And these are things that you may not think that you need tomorrow, but what if a disaster happens tonight? What are you going to do for tomorrow? You're not going to have things to your availability. So you have to think of all these ahead of time. Don't be a slacker. And then if you're bugging out with kids, are they going to have their own bicycles? Make sure they have all the gear too, you know, because if you are taking kids and bugging out with them and you are going to use bicycles, you do want to protect the children. So I'd get them, you know, helmets and knee pads, elbow pads, whatever other kind of pads there are out for kids. Hopefully it won't come down to this, but always be prepared.
Now you're a Boy Scout, huh?
I'm sorry?
now you're a Boy Scout, huh?
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. No, a close family member used to come to me when they got flat tires when I was growing up. So I could change a flat tire with my eyes closed. And that person happened to have been a male, so it was kind of comical, but I won't mention any names. So And then food, what kind of food are you going to take? And if it requires cooking, what are you going to cook it on with? You need some kind of utensils, cooking utensils to use. You could get away with a spatula, some type of a spoon, a big spoon like a ladle, but not necessarily a ladle, just one of the bigger spoons. You still need cutlery to eat with, unless you're going full on commando style. And hey, we do have five fingers on each hand, so put them to good use. But what kind of foods are you going to carry if you bug out? Again, and what are you taking? If you're taking just a backpack, you have to learn what is good to take and what is not good to take.
And at the end of the day, the best thing is to learn to forage, so that way you don't have to carry a bunch of stuff other than what you need to forage.
For sure. If you don't know how to, it's pretty easy to actually make a fishing pole. But if you have one already, you know, just hook that to your backpack on the outside of it and use that. And right now, while we have the internet, I've been saying this for years and years and years, you find something that actually interests you, you print it out, because you're not going to be able to remember everything unless you have a perfect, my brain faded. What is that called, James? I'm brain fading. Ollie Northwood had one. Your mind, photographic memory. Unless you have a real good photographic memory to memorize all this stuff, but there's so much to memorize, it is. I think it's virtually impossible maybe if you're a savant also,
Yeah, I couldn't help you out with that because I wasn't sure where you were going.
Well, when I said Ollie North, I remember he had a photographic memory, but, you know, during the Iran-Contra hearings, he couldn't remember anything.
If you would have said my wife Tara, I would have got it, but even I didn't remember that Ollie had a, you know, photographic memory.
Yes, allegedly he does, okay. But it's always good to have it on hard copy. You know, recipes on hard copy. Condense, if you're finding recipes, condense it down so that you're not using that much paper, because you definitely want all these things at your disposal when the shit does hit the fan. Because there is just so many things that you have to remember. And your foods, okay, and then what are you going to cook on? My goodness gracious. I love cast iron, but if I were bugging out, it would not be feasible for me to bring cast iron.
It's too heavy. Yeah, that'd just be weighing your ass down.
It is. I love my cast iron. I love it. Okay, but as far as taking it on a road trip, camping, what have you, no. I can't do that. You're going to have to get something lightweight to the point of do not get aluminum, okay? Aluminum is, I think it, from the research that I have done and the people that, because I used to be in-home caregiver for the elderly, they have found when they've done autopsies on people with Alzheimer's, they have found aluminum in their brain. I think that that is a big part of Alzheimer's. So get rid, if you have, today, if you have aluminum, get rid of it. And if you're cooking with it. And if you do cook with aluminum, they do find aluminum particles in your food that you are going to eat. Get rid of that aluminum crap. And if you remember correctly, I don't know how old everybody is, but back in the 50s, they came out with a bunch of aluminum cans, you know, Tab used to, I think Tab was the first soda that actually was in an aluminum can. And they had aluminum glasses, cups and stuff that they used to push because the aluminum would keep your drink cool. And they came in different colors. They were tumblers. And they were very, very popular. And then they started making more stuff with aluminum. And it coincides when people started getting this Alzheimer's more so than way back when. So there is a collation, I believe. And again, do your own research. But be careful of the cookware that you do use. If you can go to the Army Navy surplus store and find some camping gear, like, you know, pots that you can cook with, maybe a little bit of a tea kettle, what have you. If you can get some of those things, or if you have access, maybe there is, and I'm not sure, if there is a store of Boy Scout gear, if they have one of those, so you can get some of that, those nifty little items. And I also suggest to get one of those Boy Scout shovels. That will come in handy too. If you do have to go out in the woods and go to the bathroom, you can cover up the smell.
Canteens are always good too.
Yes, canteens are very good. If they're stainless steel, they're good. Stainless steel is your friend. Okay, aluminum's not your friend.
No, nowadays you even got plastic ones which aren't as durable, but they'll work,
yeah,
in a pinch.
And they do have them, but now you have to watch out if they're, well, you know, when the shit hits the fan, really, are you going to worry about BPAs, and are you going to worry about aluminum? What is your priority? You know, what are you going to worry about? And how long is this going to last? Is it going to be short-term or long-term? I'm looking at more of a long-term thing because of all the crap that is coming awry right now. You know, we have Biden that has, or this whole illegitimate administration has given away the United States. And they don't care about we the people at all. And it's not just the United States either. This is worldwide. It's called the New World Order for that very reason, because it is worldwide. And it is just, it's very, very sad to see my United States being in such a disarray, and we're all on this sinking ship together, and you have these people, illegitimate, okay, these people in illegitimate power, and they are putting rules upon us and giving themselves a raise. Just like I said, it just burns my britches. You know, I'm naked right now because my britches are burned off. So, and then food, what food are you going to take? And then water. Water is very, very, very heavy. Okay, so are you going to carry a canteen of water? Are you going to carry any water? Are you going to bug out near a stream? You do need those, just those life straws, okay? And I'm not sure because I haven't done the research on those, but I'm not sure what they take out of the water. Some should be 99.9% of the garbage and chemicals in dirty water. So I suggest that you look into those. Again, you know, go and look into groups, shit hits the fan groups, and become part of them. Become part of the groups that are in your town. That's what James mentioned last week on the show. And introduce yourself and just tell them, hey, I'm new to all this and I want to be prepared. And they will be very kind to you. I promise you that. They'll be kind to you. And just explain where you're coming from, and you want, you know, we're all on this sinking ship together. You know, who's going to do what, though? And so food, you know, light food, as far as if you're carrying it with you, bring some stuff that you could possibly barter with. If you do have a weapon, do not barter your weapon. Okay, do not barter it. Do not barter your ammo. You keep that for protection. You have to protect yourself somehow. And then your kids. Again, as I mentioned last week, you have to pack some stuff for the kids, too. And how old are the youngins that you're going to be dragging around the country with? You know, are they babies? Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, you know, you need diapers. You need so many things if you have an infant that you're bugging out with. But look at it as an extended camping trip. And what are you going to use? What are you going to need to go camping? And then lanterns. I mean, anything battery powered. You have to remember your batteries are going to be wearing out. Okay? They're going to run out of juice. So I'm not sure what the longevity of a battery is. But you're not going to have, like, my mom used to put batteries in the freezer. I don't know if that prolongs their lifetime or not, okay? She claimed that it did. But if you're going to go batteries, don't go to the Dollar Tree and get those cheap batteries that are already expired 2 years ago. Do not get cheap batteries. And then you don't want to get reusable batteries either, because how are you going to reuse them? How are you going to charge them? These are things that you're going to have to keep in mind. Lanterns are like kerosene lanterns. Do you want to carry that with you if you're bugging out? And how are you going to start a fire? Do you have a little starter, a fire starter kit? I suggest getting one of those because you don't want to beat your brain head up against a tree or anything like that trying to get a fire started with a stick. Okay, you don't want to do that. You want to make this as easy on you as possible. Utilize everything you have to the best of its ability. But they have some neat little fire starters, and it just kind of like a matchbook in a way, but it's made out of metal, and it will start a fire. And do you know how to start a fire? And what are you going to cook on? I mean, do you have a grate to put over an open fire to cook on? Do you know how to build a little A-frame rotisserie thing? And that's if you're going to be, you know, catching fish and stuff like that.
Tree branches and knife and clearing the bark and cleaning up the wood work real well for stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. But do you know how to fish? It's very, very easy. If you do not know how to fish and you don't have a fishing pole, you know, right now, utilize the internet as much as possible. Okay?
Twine in a hook. You don't need a rod to fish with in a pinch.
You don't need a rod. You know, it's that simple. You gotta friggin' paper clips are gonna come in very, very handy. And if you don't have a spot for them, just clip them on your clothes. Then you have your paper clips. They're very, very lightweight, and you'll always have one at your disposal. And paracord is, you can buy these or you can learn to make them. They're bracelets or necklaces out of paracord, because paracord will come in handy. And then also how they finish them off, a lot of them have little hook things on the end. So if it's a bracelet, it can just clip around your wrist and you have a nice sized piece of paracord. And again, I mean, if you're bugging out, shelter. What are you going to use as shelter? You can get a, what are those things called, James? Goodness gracious.
What do they do in a home?
It's a piece of plastic. Oh my God. It's
a piece of plastic and it has a hanger?
No, it's a piece of plastic and you can use it to build a shelter. A tarp.
Plastic.
A tarp. You have not been a help.
No, you have not been reading my mind, James.
Shame on you.
No.
Okay.
No, shame on me. I don't do that. Read my nope. And a tarp, it can be plastic, but it can be canvas as well. Either one. Canvas might last a little bit longer than the plastic, but it's going to be heavier. Plastic
exactly.
will be lighter.
Exactly. But tarps, they have the little eyelets on them, okay? So I don't know. they actually call them eyelets on tarps. But
They do.
You know,
but you can make quick. You can make tents out of those too. They're fairly versatile. They work for a lot of different things.
And now, if I were going to use it, what I would do, I would go on the internet and I would put in there uses, outdoor uses for using tarps, and then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things will pop up. But if you're in a, if you're out in the nature, and you need some kind of shelter, you know, a tarp is great, and your paracord is great, bada bing, bada boom. And also, very important, have a good knife. And I tell you, those Army Swiss Army knives, they have a lot of cool little gadgets on them, so you might want to invest in a couple of those.
Even your like plier tools. I wear one all the time. It's got a plier on it, and it pulls out. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, but it's got pliers. And then in the handles, there's different knives, files. I think there's even a tree cutter blade in there. Those work
right.
too.
Right. But you're going to need something like that. Especially if you're out in the elements. It's of vital, vital importance. Now,
because I have screwdrivers, a hex, and a flathead, too.
Oh, right, right. And it comes in very, very handy. And what, even if you have to pay $50 for a nice one, at least it's going to last you, because there's not going to be any returns if it breaks, okay? I doubt if anybody will be open for business if the shit does hit the fan. Now, if you are bugging in, just think of your home as your tent, okay? You're not going to have, let's say you're not going to have electricity and running water. So what are you going to do? Again, I had mentioned.
Perimeters and barricades.
You have to make sure that you are safe wherever you're bugging in. So if you have a lot of windows, you're going to have to protect your windows and protect your dwelling itself. So how are you going to do that? Are you going to board up the windows? What are you going to do? And you need some, I would think that you need some kind of light in there.
Designate a regroup area in case stuff gets bad.
Yeah, for sure. Now, are you bugging in or out with a group of people? Like we mentioned last week, I called them either, you know, your comrades, and I don't mean it in a Nazi kind of way when I say comrades or anything like that. Your group, your militia, your tribe, you know, if you're bugging in or bugging out and you're going to do this with other people, first and foremost, make sure that they can be trusted. You do not tell anybody what you have, okay? Do not let anybody know what you have in your possession, because it just opens your door to being burglarized or overcome by bad guys. okay? Still, you're going to need, if there's an EMP, you're still going to need, well, regardless, you know, because even if it were an earthquake, a natural disaster, you bet these companies are going to shut off your electricity. They're going to shut off all of the comforts of home. Okay, your heater, they're going to turn that off. They're going to turn off electricity, gas. They're going to turn off your water. So what do you have at your disposal? And how are you going to purify it? Excuse me. Are you going to use, you know, your little life straws? Well, your little life straws are going to wear out sooner or later. So you have to, especially if you're bugging in, you have to look at a bigger picture. And then food, again, what are you going to store up to eat? And you have to assign for everybody. And if you are going to have your own indoor garden, you have to have some kind of sunlight. And that's how come I posted about those engines and stuff, because they're great. They're great to have that and excuse me, so that you can build and you can use it for a lot of different things. Even as a weapon, you can use it as a weapon. And you have to learn how to make other things to protect yourself, especially if you're bugging in. You know, how are you going to protect yourself? Do you have wood inside your house or at your disposal to board up the windows? And how is that going to work? Are you going to shut off parts of the house so that you only use a couple of rooms at your disposal and then just barricade the other ones so that nobody else can intrude? These are all things that you have to think of. Again, think of it as you're camping, even if you're bugging in. Think of it as you're camping. Your house is
most
your camp.
Most people have seen the movie Home Alone. Those are
for
little
sure.
Tricks you can use. Those are little tricks you can use for, you know, trying to keep people out that you don't want in.
Exactly. There are a lot of shows that you can I always say that life imitates art, not the other way around, because you're going to hear it, you know, hear the, you know, Terminator that is part man and machine, that's AI, artificial intelligence and stuff like that. You know, so many things have been laid out in front of us for all these years in movies and stuff like that, and we just never heeded the warnings. Like Soylent Green. Soylent Green is about eating people, cannibalism. And don't think that it won't happen. What are you going to do if there is no food? And there are no dogs roaming in the streets. There aren't any birds. And you have to actually trek out to a pond or the ocean to go fishing. What are you going to do? What are you going to use? And
one
if you're
nice
able
things
to...
About my area, I got woods and a mountain not more than maybe 2 miles away from me.
And that is wonderful. That is wonderful. But if you're a city dweller, you're pretty much SOL.
Oh, I'm in the city, but I'm on the outskirts. I'm in the city, but I'm on the outskirts.
And that is good, but there's a lot of I truly believe this is the reason why they have been burning out all of these people on the outer skirts of places, like that one place in California that they burned. The government actually did it with a, what was it? What was that they used? They did it electronically. And
some kind of laser.
Yeah, it's called something. I think it starts with a W, though. But it's crazy. They burned out those people deliberately so that they'd have to come inland, you know, to the more crowded areas. It was called Paradise, the one place that they burnt out in California. Paradise City, California. And they burn it all out so that people would have to come inland. And then they, you know, they grabbed up all this, the government grabbed up the land, and for pennies on the dollar, because they knew that a lot of these people could not afford to rebuild. And if they're calling it a natural disaster, I'm not sure if your homeowner's insurance will cover that or not.
A lot of that depends, like floods are natural disaster. And I know around here, if you actually have flood insurance because it's on a floodplain,
uh-huh.
they do. But if you don't have the flood insurance and it happens, yeah, you're SOL.
You know, I know people in California that were paying for earthquake insurance, and earthquakes were not covered by their plan. So they were SOL. You know, this is us against them. They are the enemy. You have to remember that. They are not. What good has government done us? Have they done anything good? I mean, honestly good. For we the people of the world.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
And this is not just, you know, the United States government. Governments worldwide.
Well,
how many people?
That's the globalist agenda. But yeah, you're right. That it's worldwide.
And as far as I know, the one person that I know of, that I haven't done too much research on him, though, is Bolsonaro of, is he from Bolivia? Bolsonaro, wait a second.
I think it's Bolivia, and he's like the Bolivian Trump.
I butchered his name, the spelling of it. Now they're just showing me the one. But yeah, I think that he is from there. And been stabbed.
South America.
He's been stabbed, okay, and he survived. This was when he was actually running. He survived the stab attack. And then when the Rona came out, his magistrate was claiming everything that our United States was claiming too, that, you know, we have all these tents set up and for all these people that have the Rona. Well, there was a tent set up, and he was curious to find out, you know, what the heck's going on. So he sent somebody from his parliament that he could trust, and there were no people in these tents. Actually went to graves, mass graves, that these bodies were allegedly buried in, and there were no bodies. So he called BS on this whole Rona stuff, and that was way early in the game. I tried to look for that. I didn't look on.
And they tried to vilify him for it.
Right, exactly. And he was just exposing the truth. But I did try and find the videos of that to no avail, but I did not go to Alex Jones's deleted video page. So I'll have to do that. But, you know, there's very few people that you can trust because this is worldwide. Called the New World Order for that very reason. And then look at the Georgia Guidestones. My goodness, that's a map. They mapped it all out, what it was going to take place.
Come on. You're just going conspiracy theory now, Eva.
I'm a realist. I'm not not a theorist.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them too, and that shit is scary. They line it right out there about population. And I'll be damned if you don't look at different things and they're trying to do just that. So, yeah, people, go look into that, too, because that's real. And they don't know exactly where they came from, either. They just kind of, like, appeared one day.
But this is why, again, it's a common sense thing, okay? Common sense tells you if they have something like that, so in a desolated part of Georgia, okay, and that's the only thing there.
Why would they have that there? Common sense, unfortunately, today isn't very common.
Okay, but I'm using that as an example. You know what I mean, James.
Hey, and you preaching to the choir, lady. I'm just saying. Unfortunately, common sense ain't too common today.
It's these things, though, that are mind-boggling, okay?
What was that? That was Agenda 2021 originally, right? So what? It's now Agenda, what is it, 2030? And it was like 2015?
Yeah.
And 2015 before that? I mean, crap that's been going on for quite a while, people.
It is, but you have to wonder, okay, if somebody was to say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory, then why the heck is it out there like that in that obscure place in Georgia? Why is it there? Is it like a word search puzzle? What is it exactly? These are things where you have to, like, common sense tells you. They have, the elitists have this there. Okay, another common sense tells you. DIA, Denver International Airport. Okay, if that isn't the most scary, eeriest places I've ever been, I don't know what is, okay? The murals are real.
You actually been there?
Countless times.
Oh, shit.
Countless times.
That's kind of on my bucket list. I haven't been there yet. Cool.
Oh, the pictures are exactly, you know, the Mustang with the glowing eyes, the whole nine, man. It's there. It is, like I said, it's the weirdest, most eeriest place I've ever, ever been. Gargoyles, yep, they're there.
Well,
yep,
that's
murals,
cool. You're
they're
the
there.
You're the first person personally that's actually physically been there. Didn't know anybody else
yeah.
but you.
The concourse, people get really sick on the concourse, and because the concourse starts underneath, it's below ground, and then it eases up to the top of where the airport, where the people get picked up or who are departing the airport. Yeah, it is. And you think, what the heck? Why would they have that in a friggin' airport? Again, okay. That's my question.
Well,
common sense tells me that death and destruction should not be in an earth in a airport, but it is.
Well, a little bit of additional info for people. A lot of people watch Morning Joe, and they're well aware of Mika Brzezinski. Her dad, Ignu, said years ago that it is much easier, basically, to control a smaller population of people. And today, with things, it's much easier to kill, you know, thousands and millions of people than it is to rule thousands
and
millions of people. And that is where their population agenda comes from, partly, anyways.
100% correct. What James is telling you is he is 100% correct. Okay, and this is Mika's dad. And
yeah,
he,
Joe Scarborough is basically her husband, and that's a Marxist pair right there. So you listen to them and believe in their stupid shit, you're listening to the wrong people.
You have to be careful of the people that you follow, because there's so many people out there, and a lot of people that I used to follow have been nothing but big disappointments. It's like, woza. And so I unfollow them because they're just spewing lie after lie after lie. And you have to, a very wise
the
person
whole problem
told me.
Is the hidden agenda. You know, there's some people out there that are like really altruistic, like you and I, where, you know, we just want to kind of put the information out there for people. We don't want them to just, you know, automatically believe us. We want them to follow our research, see if they find the same things we find. But there are other ones out there like Mika and Morning Joe. That they're disinformation specialists. They're out there to put out an agenda and talking points for the people to eat, swallow, and believe. And we can't afford to do that anymore.
I have said this. I don't know how many times. Countless.
Almost every broadcast.
Times. Yes.
Almost every broadcast, you'll say it towards the end, Eva.
Follow the money trail, okay? James, and you think that James and I get paid for this? Negative. We don't get paid for this. Money comes out of my pocket for this airtime, okay? So I make. I mean, if you want to get out the calculator later, it's Eva O Blog Talk X amount of money, okay?
And if you're listening and anybody wants to sponsor, feel free to contact Eva because we'll take sponsors too at this point.
You know, but we don't make money off of this. We do it. Yeah, gosh. Stop getting I'll start getting all mushy, ushy, gushy, okay? But I already contained myself. We care, okay? I have, you know, most of us a lot of us have families. Okay, we care what happens to our families and our extended families.
And because we have families, we know that you have families and you care about your families too. And we're trying to help. Honestly, we are. So stop being lazy. Get over by the page and look at some of the evidence. Dig.
That's right. That's what I'm going to tell you. Don't believe what I say. Research what I say. You know, call bullshit if you think that I'm bullshitting you. But you better back that up with fact, because I have my facts.
But be kind enough to post it on the broadcast page so we can share and look into the evidence you're presenting. Okay, maybe we missed something. We try real hard not to. We're willing to reevaluate.
But you have to
open the door.
And just like I'm not embarrassed. You know, I have realityradio@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email, you know, just title it, because I usually just like briefly go over my spam and delete it. But if you put a little memo in there, subject, then I'll know what this is about, and I will get back to you.
We're both humans, and we know full well that sometimes we make mistakes. We're willing to correct those mistakes, and we're willing to look at additional evidence. So please, feel free. Drop a line.
Oh, yeah.
We'll reevaluate. We'll set it right.
For sure. And if, you know, I have no problem whatsoever to apologize for something that I have done unjustly. You know, I no problem whatsoever. And, you know, so these are the things you have to, because there's been a few people that I have followed on YouTube. And they bitch about monetization, and we lost our monetization. And it's like that. So then I dig in deeper to them, and it's like, okay, I don't even want to follow you guys. If it's just about money for you,
there
then
you
shame
go.
On you.
Are you in it for the money? Are you in it trying to tell people the truth? And that's what so many miss.
And another thing, I mean, and I've been pimping this for the last, I don't know how long, but I have slots open on this network, and they're 2-hour slots. And
yes,
I would like,
because I am slacking.
I would like to get the slots filled, and if you're only able to do an hour show, then I can accommodate you that way. But I'm looking for hosts to have their own show. These shows will be your babies. I will not interrupt or butt in.
And just to back you up on that, I used to run Don't Fear the Future on Thursday nights. Same time as this spot tonight. You never once bothered me with my content. It is really and truly your own. Just make sure that you're doing your research. It's the only thing that I'd ask.
Yeah, for sure. Do your own research, and I could help you out to begin with if you wanted to have your own show on this network. That would be no problem. And I just nastiness. I will not tolerate any kind of pornography or any kind of abuse towards children or the elderly.
Yeah.
No abuse whatsoever.
Try to keep it PG-13. at least.
Exactly.
Minimal.
And that's all I ask. And if you've had a show before, you know, just let me know and I can go to the archives of your show and check you out and stuff like that. And but I would like to fill the spaces on this network because I don't always have a co-host. I mean, I love having a co-host. And
I try.
That's just my own preference. Okay, I prefer a co-host. I have done shows. My very first show when this was Renegades Network, I did my very first show. It was a 3-hour-long show, and I didn't
You mean
take...
to tell me he didn't even call in and offer to co-host for you that time?
I didn't even
wow.
take a break. So it was a 3-hour-long show. That's when we could go into overtime for an hour. But so I could do a show by myself, but I prefer having a co-host so we can have some friendly banter and you know, whatever we do. James and I get along very, very well. He was one of the very first people that befriended me when I first of all came to the good old Facebook. But so let's get back onto the show.
I still ain't nowhere near Mikey. Sorry to bring it up again, but I ain't nowhere near Mikey.
Yes, in case you did not know, Michael Connolly has passed away, and he was my co-host for quite a few years. He is already sorely missed, and
mine too. When Don't Fear the Future was running, Mike was my co-host.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, that's right. He was James' co-host too, and then Michael had his own show called Open Door. So if you ever want to cruise,
and then I'd co-host talk. With them. I'd co-host. You co-hosted with them different times on that one too.
Right. Right. So we're one big happy family, but some of our family members are no longer with us. But yeah, if you're interested in doing a show, please leave me a message on Facebook or please reach me at ourrealityradio@gmail.com. Spelt exactly like the show, all lowercasing. And just subject matter show. That's all you have to put, and I can look at it and see if you're a good match for the show, and or the network rather, and that would be really, really groovy. So I'll go again back to the show. So if you are going to bug in, you have to be very, very careful because, like that heater that particular heater that I posted in the event page, you can use that for indoors. And if you're not going to have any kind of electricity and you have to board off part of your home because, you know, it's going to get cold. How often do you use your heater in the summer? And if this is a EMP, what if that crazy Bill Gates did end up blocking off part of the sun?
Pregerman?
He wears many hats, I tell you that, okay? And none seem to fit. He wears that dunce cap pretty well, though. But, oh my goodness gracious, Could you imagine what crazy person wants to block out the sun? I heard at one point in time that China wanted to blow up the moon.
Okay, what? but you realize it doesn't end there with that nutbag. If we do really well with vaccines, we can lower the – that dude really needs the GTFO, bottom line.
You know, they're crazy. These are – the inmates are running the asylum, okay?
Well, no, you know that his parents – his dad was part of the eugenics programs.
Oh,
big into
digging.
It. So it's
big.
Not any strange thing that good old Billy Boy ended up in the, you know, apples don't
could
fall
you,
far from the tree.
Could you imagine, though, the dinner conversations that they had? Because his dad was big, well, eugenics, of course, and in Planned Parenthood and stuff. Could you imagine conversation at the dinner table? These people are friggin' psychotic. They are nuts.
No, they think they're saving the world. That's the problem with most leftists. They think they're saving the world.
Okay, they're not. Okay, period.
Exactly.
they're crazy. Okay, so if you know how to garden, get a little indoor garden going, that's imperative, because if you don't have, and I couldn't even tell you, because we don't know how long a natural disaster would last, or you know, EMP, something deliberate, how long that is going to last. All I know is that couple of years ago, what, a year and a half ago or so, people were fighting over friggin' toilet paper. Again.
Yeah.
And even if, what if you don't have running water? How are you going to go to the bathroom comfortably?
Well,
I would suggest, what's that?
You were talking about a garden, right? Giving
right.
you a prime example. This is something that my wife is actually doing here. We have a very, very small backyard. There ain't
right.
much to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has basically taken about 4 to 5 inches away from the, like, fencing area around. And we have fencing on three sides and then the porch. She's taken about 5 inches all the way around three sides. And that, she's going to plant stuff in. It's not big, but it's enough room that you can actually have like a small garden in your backyard, especially for those areas that, you know, like the housing agencies, not the what are they? The committees
HOAs.
And towns and
HOAs
and the bigger, yeah, what the ones that they bitch about if you have a garden
HOA.
In your backyard.
HOA.
Yeah, like those. Yeah,
uh-huh.
If you're doing like 4 or 5 inches away from your fencing on three sides, they really can't say anything because it's not your entire yard. It's not a large portion of your yard. It's around the edges.
Here's another one that is actually very, very good if you have a limited amount of space, is you get those containers, the clear containers that have a lid. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And make sure that you have drill. Okay, you're going to stack them. So you have a you could have little fish in the bottom one, as a matter of fact, if you wanted to go that route. But what I suggest is
that
you drill.
Provides the waste
you
and the nitrates as fertilizer
right.
for the plants that, yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So you drill a hole in the top, and if you're going to have fish in the bottom, do not drill a hole in the bottom of the stackable container, okay? And you keep doing the drill holes in the bottom, drill holes in the top. And this way, you know, the top one you water, okay? And the water that is not used will trickle down to the next tote, and then so on and so on and so on. Those are space savers. You could grow actually a lot of stuff in there that would not go to waste, because I'm looking at a container right now, and it's big enough to fit under a bed. So it's probably, what, about a 15 deep, and how wide? That's about a 12-inch wide. So just get some good potting soil, put it in there, and this way you're not wasting anything. And it turns itself into a greenhouse because it's plastic, and the sun hits it, so it will automatically know with the water there's condensation. So it's basically a greenhouse effect. So those are good ideas, but definitely a fish in the lower part. For that fact, you could have those plants that the betta fish feed off of. You could have those, and they could, if you're going to use betta fish, but betta fish don't get along with forget the betta fish, okay? Because betta fish don't even get along with betta fish. So but James is right. You can use that for fertilizer and stuff, because there's a big, demand going for fertilizer right now, and fertilizer is hard to come by. I wonder why. And you have to think, too, with all these
petroleum is part of the fertilizer process, and oil, and that is through the roof.
Okay, but you don't need that kind. You can use, like you said, the fish. Okay, you can use that as fertilizer, which is an excellent source for fertilizer.
Well, to be fair, did you know there's actually a dude, Robinson's Meats, where he is ending up trying to sell, but the pelts, rather than send them to Mexico on that in order to use the leather, he's actually turning the pelts into fertilizer.
Okay. See, like I said, God created this world. It's a well-oiled, it was a well-oiled machine until man decided to screw it up.
Not man, just idiots on the left. The morally bankrupt.
Okay, but I think that people knew what I meant by that. Okay, it's the evildoers of the world. Okay, is that better? And there are so many of them. But you notice that psycho Bill Gates, Farmer Gates, he buys up all this land and stuff. And, of course, he's not planting. I did hear that he, and I'd have to double check, though, because it was only from one source, that he does grow GMO potatoes. And like McDonald's uses those GMO potatoes. But don't quote me on that. Not 100% sure what I'm saying. But he buys up all this farmland and stuff like that. Of course, he's never going to be a farmer. And now all these
dirt farmer. I want to be a dirt farmer.
Now all these food plants, though, are getting hit up and burning down.
Yeah,
and,
that's some weird crap. What the hell's up with that? There's been a lot. What, like 10? And then there's some of the bigger ones too. But the bigger issue, do you realize that Smithfield and Cargill? Smithfield is one of our biggest pork processing plants, and Cargill is one of our biggest beef processing plants. Do you realize they've been basically bought out by China at this point? Just learned within last week.
You have, these are things that you have to scratch your head about. Now, isn't that funny? How could all this, you know, these processing plants be blown up and airplanes flying into them and stuff like that? Now, wouldn't that just, you know, makes one think? But this is, it is, it's us against them. Evil against good. We are.
It's more the question of how many times the coincidence happened before it becomes a little more than just coincidence. Because this shit is just too strange.
Maybe one plant, okay? One food processing plant.
At this point in time, Eva, I'd give them like 2 to 5. But it's way more than that.
I wouldn't even. Okay. One food plant, I'd give a pass to. Okay, 2 food plants, no. I'm really scratching my head then.
not as patient, are you?
And starting to investigate, because this is, it's truly, truly, this is, there are no coincidences. You know, this is happening, and why is it happening? Why is it happening to food plants, processing plants?
Why?
Why isn't it happening to the guy next door that has a mansion? Why didn't the plane fly into his house instead of the food processing plant?
Well, it's like a lot of other things. He who controls the food
and the water controls the math.
Yes.
You're right. And that is oh so true. And
he who
Billy
controls
Gates,
the financial pathways, again, the major banks controls
that's
the masses.
Right.
He who controls the natural gas and the oil production, again, in ways, controls the masses.
Exactly. It is, you have to, oh my goodness gracious, we're nearing the end of the show. We have less than 7 minutes left.
And I put out way too much crap for you to go over, didn't I?
Yeah, no. Just be prepared, people, no matter what. Even if it is a natural disaster, you should be prepared. Because
basically what you're saying, if you weren't a Boy Scout and you weren't a Brownie, learn to be one right about now.
Right. And if you have to forage for food, if you have to actually go out and fish, learn how to fish, learn how to gut, learn how to scale, learn how to cook. If you there is no fish around, snare traps, learn how to make them. They're really, really easy. Again, that's where your paracord's going to come in handy.
Pit traps are fairly easy, too. Just a bunch of punji sticks on the bottom, a hole dug, them on the bottom, a little bit of foliage over the top. You can get a pig, wild pig, into one of those. You're good to go.
Yep, and you can't have a squeamish stomach, okay? Because some of this stuff is just like the ladies. If you have to poop outside, ladies, you know, your inhibitions, throw them out the window, okay?
Get used to blood and guts, because if you're going to clean something to eat it, there's going to be plenty of blood and guts. Get used to it.
That's right. So you can't have a squeamish stomach. Or if you do, buck up, okay? Buck up, baby, because a lot of people and yourself are depending upon how you react. And
as for that scaling with fish, why? Just cut the outer thing off. Cut off the skin. Cook the inside.
You can.
Easier
than
skin.
You can do that too. You can do that also. If you're going after big game, learn if you've never hunted before, take some crash courses and go hunting with some friends. And but utilize
you
the
have
meat.
To slit the
utilize
throat
the meat
and hang it upside down and let it bleed out.
You have to do that, and then you have to know how to skin them and know how to cure the meat. And if you're going to preserve it for any length of time, you have to learn how to preserve it. Might I suggest that you learn how to can? Canning is going to be it's going to be very important. And the
hotter,
shelf life.
Hot or cold pack. You have two options.
Yeah,
look it up.
It's your preference. And I don't know. James, we may have, I may dive into canning and we may have a part three on this. Because again,
hey,
it's,
boss, whatever you want.
Aw, because it's going to be of the utmost importance. I am going to start closing up the show right now. Again, thank you, James, for hosting with me. Dean's at work, so he had to work late. So thanks for flaking.
Forgive me for the vodka and the broken rib. It helps.
Hey, you know what? You know what, James? I pray that, Godspeed, a speedy recovery, man. Let's see. So we may have a part three next week, and it will be on canning and preserving food. Because things that we're going to have to go back in time, people. And there are a lot of books out there.
Might I suggest that you include dehydration with that?
Oh, dehydration.
Because it's kind of
for
part
sure.
of that.
For sure. And if you have like $3,000 laying around, I know of a place where you can buy a dehydrator. But if you want it, you know, you can make beef jerky and stuff like that in the oven. You can use your oven as a dehydrator also, but I'm thinking about freeze dried is the
between the oven and a dehydrator. You have less chance of burning the meat with a dehydrator. It works a little bit better.
That's how come you're supposed to, if you use the oven, you have to put it on very, very, very low temperature, Mr. Sanders. So, okay. Thank you again for hosting with me, James. We will be back next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. And I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more government shenanigans at our disposal.
There always
is. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
It's never ending.
Exactly. Be kind, humans. God bless you. Have a beautiful tomorrow. And thank you to the listeners, because without you, there wouldn't be an Our Reality Radio. Night, everybody. Night, James. You take care, man. And you're in my thoughts and prayers. Heal up, boy. Heal up.
Night, all.
Okay, night, everybody.